Audio Boo episode 14 or 15, somewhere along there, I don't know. Hey, it's a Jackie, 27-year-old guy living in Maryland somewhere. It is raining. I really shouldn't even be on my phone right now because, one, it's against the law in Maryland to be using any handheld things, especially a smartphone. It's a terrible idea. Smartphones will kill everybody who's driving because you're trying to text and listen to music and tweet and Facebook and all that shit all at the same time. And, I mean, I am, kind of. I'm actually headed back to work right now. Had my car in the shop this morning, and my friend Aaron, who's you can hear at www.threeguys.info, which is a podcast I'm also a part of, drove me to drop off my car and pick me up and all that other good stuff. So I dropped way too much money, probably, on fixing stuff under the car's hood today. Transmission flush, power steering, oil change, all this craziness, because my car is about 5 years old now. Actually, yeah, 5 years old. Less than 50,000 miles still, so I'm still in good shape. And my braking, I'm jinxing myself right here, but my braking is feeling way better than it did since this morning. So good on that, especially since it's raining. I looked up on Target.com to see if they had any Kinects, and I went and got myself a Kinect, so I have that on me now. I broke down. It's Dance Central sold it for me. Now, Harmonix, to me, they really can't do any wrong, man. They, Rock Band, Guitar Hero 1, 2, Rock Band 1, 2, 3, all fantastic games. It's just the best. You know, Konami pretty much created, or brought to light the rhythm genre, and Harmonix ran with it in America, and now they own it, and they're fantastic. So I love Rock Band. If they do the same business model that they've done for Dance Central that they did with Rock Band, with the DLC every week, every 2 weeks, whatever, I think it warrants buying this game. And that's the thing too. I'm selling my Wii. And here's the thing. I got onto Twitter this morning and I said, hey, I'm selling my Wii. And within 15 minutes, I got a response from somebody that I follow, and she follows me, from Baltimore, and she said, hey, my friend's looking for a Wii, so I'm selling her her friend a bunch of stuff for about $300. So that's paying for the Wii, or the Kinect and Dance Central right there. And I bought Dance Central for $28, because on Amazon it's normally $50, but they discounted it to $48, and then I had a $20 discount for a video game purchase from Call of Duty. And plus, I'm getting $10 credit for my next video game purchase, since I'm buying Dance Central through them. So technically it's $18 game, so fuck yeah, I'm gonna buy this game for $18. But it's not coming till Thursday, since I booked it today. So I just bought it at GameStop, and I'm just gonna open it up, and then the one that I get from Amazon, I'm gonna return to GameStop so I can get my $50 back, and then still, in essence, have only spent $28. So good on me. I'm fucking brilliant. I'm gonna get home today. I'm gonna dance it up. Feel stupid. And I was asking my coworkers / friends, how's that threshold of dancing by yourself, from feeling stupid to feeling like it's just fun? Like, is that threshold hard to hit? Like, because, you know, the first time you ever play Rock Band or Guitar Hero, you're like, this is stupid, I'm just playing a plastic fucking instrument. And then eventually you end up having a fantastic time, unless you're a fucking curmudgeon and you're like, oh, you should go learn and play a real fucking instrument. You people, go eat a bag of baby dicks, because that's not the point. That's really not the point. And if you think it is, suck it. Because A, Rock Band 3 does teach you how to play guitar, and B, it's not the point. So I'm wondering, you know, how long it'll take, how many songs it'll take, how many days, whatever, how many hours it'll take for me to start feeling like, oh, this is a game, or this is dancing, rather than, oh my god, I'm just standing in front of my TV acting like a douchebag. I hope the threshold is not very wide. TwinkieBeyond.com, Twitter.com / TwinkieBeyond, AudioBoo.fm / TwinkieBeyond. Later, bitches.